part of the MSC Radio Group.
It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good evening, everyone, from the Beatrice City Auditorium, the site of the 97th Annual Budeckis Basketball Tournament. We're ready to move to the Class A Boys Championship. Hi again, everybody. Randy Gatula with you tonight here in Beatrice. And we have the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Tri-County Trojans about to do battle for this Class A Championship. Lots of basketball been played already this afternoon and this evening here in Beatrice. Briefly, to give you a rundown of some of the scores in the Class B third-place consolation game, it was HTRS getting the win over Parkview Christian, 47-43. Our congratulations to the Titans of HTRS, third place in the B division. In the third place A division, it was Freeman over Exeter Milligan Friend. The final was 65-42. Freeman takes third place honors in the A division. In the boys B championship, completed just a few moments ago, the Lewiston Tigers got the win. They defeated Southern tonight by a final score of 49-38. The Lewiston Tigers are the boys B division champions. In the consolation games played in the A division earlier today, Sacred Heart defeated Diller Odell 68-47. It was Johnson County Central over Palmyra 48-33. BDS defeated Sterling in the B division consolation 55-38, and it was Meridian over Pawnee City 58-45. Those are the games that have been played earlier today here in Beatrice. One big game left, this A-Division Championship, the Tri-County Trojans and the Johnson Brock Eagles. You know, this is going to be an interesting matchup. If you look at the records of these two teams, Johnson Brock has the better record. They are 12-1 on the year. Tri-County is at 10-4 on the season. But get this, the only loss that Johnson Brock has had was to Tri-County. Back on December 19th, they played. Tri-County defeated Johnson Brock 48-36. So the lone blemish on the Johnson Brock win-loss record is Tri-County. And tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles will try and get revenge for that. And what better place to try and do that than in the championship game of this Mudecas tournament here in Beatrice. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community, Mead Lumber. We also want to mention our premier sponsors helping to make this broadcast possible. They include Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Also, Blue Valley Door, your trusted choice for commercial and residential garage doors, openers, and gutters, as well as Ag West Commodities, your marketing partner since 1999, and Wary Mortuaries of Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Pawnee City. Say thanks to all of those folks, our premier sponsors of this coverage of Mudecas basketball. Well, we're about set to look at the starting lineups here. Let's take a two-minute break, and then we'll come back and have the starters and the opening tip-off after this two-minute timeout. Live from Beatrice, you're listening to live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
From pre-harvest plans to market moves, AgWest helps farmers make confident decisions so you can focus on what matters, your operation and your community. Good luck, area basketball teams. Visit GoAgWest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest. Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Falls City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
Sunny 101.3.
Oh, I've had the pleasure of watching basketball afternoon, seated alongside Sacred Heart head basketball coach Doug Golds. He's been standing by here enjoying a lot of basketball with us. This 2001 team, the 25 years ago UDECA championship team, is going to be honored at halftime of this Class A division basketball game, so that'll be coming up. Let's look at the starting lineup now. First of all, for the Tri-County Trojans, they are 10-4 on the season. They'll go with Drew Sims. Sims, a 6'3 senior, averaging 22 points per ball game. Henry Kapke, 6'1 and a senior, 4.5 points per game. Zach Bossler, Bossler's a senior at 6'5, the big man, 13 points per game. Jason Wehrman. Wehrman is a 6'4 senior, 6.7 points. And Trevor Kapke rounds out the starting five. He's a 5'11 sophomore, 3.5 points per game. The Trojans coached by our friend Jeremy Sims. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by head coach Garrison Dodge, first-year head coach at Johnson. He's got him at 12-1 on the year. He'll go with Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt, a 5'9 senior, 4.7 points per game. Deacon Verna, just a sophomore, 6'4", 10.8 points per contest. Brody Kaler, Kaler the leading scorer on this team. Kaler is 6'4", senior, averaging 18 points per game. Brady Behrens, also a senior at 6', 7.2 points per contest. And to round out the starting five is Robert Gravatt. Gravatt, a 6'5", senior, 5.8 points per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the Tri-County Trojans, a rematch of the game that was played back on December 19th. I believe that was at Tri-County, too. Ended up 48-36 in that one, a 12-point loss. Johnson Brock's only blemish on their record. Once again, we want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of the UDECA's tournament is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, the presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. We mentioned the boys' results in the game played yesterday in the girls' competition. The A division champion was Freeman. They got the win over Tri-County. In the B division, Exeter Milligan Friend defeated Pawnee City for the B championship. Third place in the A division saw Sacred Heart defeating Johnson Brock 55-49. So Sacred Heart captured third place honors in the A division. And the B division third place consolation winner was Diller Odell as they defeated Sterling 45-28. It's been a great week of basketball here in Beatrice, and for once we've been able to get by without any really, really bad weather. Had a few snow squalls here last night, but nothing that created any problems as far as traveling for the fans, and it certainly hasn't kept them away tonight with the cold temperatures. This is about as full as I've seen the city auditorium in Beatrice in a long time. As I look across, we're on the stage here on the west side, and as I look across onto the east side, I'm going to say the place is 90% filled. About 9 out of every 10 seats has been taken. And here's the thing, people are still filing in and finding seats right now. So this is going to be one of our bigger crowds that we've had at UDECA's in recent years. I've been around this long enough, I can remember when they packed this place to standing room only. We have a large crowd, a big contingent of Tri-County fans here, of course. They're close by. But But the Johnson Rock fans, not really outnumbered. They've got a lot of people in the stands also tonight. Finishing up with the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system. We're getting ready for the traditional handshake at midcourt. And then we'll be ready to tip it up. Still have to go with the Johnson Rock starters. A lot of pregame pageantry here at Mudeca. They introduce not only the starters, but similar to what they do at the state basketball tournament, they introduce all of the players on both rosters before we get underway. Again, quickly, those starters for Tri-County will be Drew Sims, Henry Kapke, Zach Bossler, Jason Wehrman, and Trevor Kapke. For the Johnson Rock Eagles, Hayden Gravatt, Deacon Burnett, Brody Kamer, Grady Behrens, and Robert Gravatt. The players we're going to watch tonight, of course, are Drew Sims, the 6'3 senior. That's Coach Jeremy Sims' son. He's averaging 22 points a game. And the big gun, it's no secret for Johnson Rock, is Brody Kamer. Kamer, a 6'4 senior also, and he's averaging 18 points per game. He was averaging about 21 or 22 throughout most of the season thus far, but right now he stands at 18 points per contest. So that'll be an interesting matchup, Sims on Kamer. Second time they've met this year. Last time Tri-County got the win. Now we have finally, I think, completed the pregame announcements, all the pregame introductions. Congratulations to the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers. Big win this afternoon over Northwestern. Their win streak continues. Deacon Burnett steps into the center circle to jump it up for Johnson Brock. He'll jump it up against Zach Bossler at 6'5". Burnett and Bossler to jump it up. Greg Harden, our official, steps in. Here's the tip. Controlled by Johnson Brock. Hayden Gravatt with the basketball. Gravatt across the timeline. Looks like they're going to, Tri-County's going to open in a man-to-man defense. They go to the corner, baseline right side, down to Brody Kamer, back around the top of the key. Hayden Gravatt on the left wing, top of the circle. Brody Kamer holds the basketball. Drew Sims out there covering in the man-to-man defense. Shot clock at 13 to Hayden Gravatt on the right side. To the near side, Grady Behrens with the basketball. Bounce pass, moving in is Kamer at the free throw line. Fall away jump shot, Deacon Burnett off the back of the iron. Ball tipped around, chasing after it in the corner is Robert Gravatt. And it'll go out of bounds off the Eagles. It'll belong to the Tri-County Trojans. Just underway here, 7:23 to play first period, no score. Tri-County with their first possession. Into forecourt comes Drew Sims on the dribble. Drew Sims across court to the left side, Henry Kapke. Kapke comes to the top of the key to Wehrman with the basketball. Back to Drew Sims. Lob pass under the basket underneath. Ball is up and good by Zach Bossler. They found Bossler on the baseline. He got in behind Robert Gravatt, and Bossler has the first 2 points of the ballgame. In the paint, here's a little floater. Off the glass, doesn't go. Shot put up by Grady Behrens. Rebound comes down to Tri-County, and we're going to have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Grady Behrens. On Behrens, his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter on the Eagles. Here comes Tri-County on the offensive attack. They lead it 2-0 here early in the ballgame. Henry Kapke on the left side feeds it inside the paint, trying to make the spin move, not there. Now a jump shot from the baseline left side up and off the rim. Rebound, Deacon Burnett. Burnett will push the ball down court himself across the timeline. Out to Brody Kamer on the right wing. Kamer between the rings, top of the circle, picks up the dribble. Goes to Deacon Burnett. Low post, baseline, right side in the corner. Put the pass back to Hayden Gravatt. 2-0, Tri-County on top, 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. Hayden Gravatt gives up Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt in the paint. Little hook shot off the glass. No, couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Zach Bossler. In a hurry, Drew Sims down court. Lost the handle on the ball. They pick it up and come to the right side with it. On the right end is Wehrman. Wehrman feeds inside. Turnaround jump shot up and good by Zach Bossler. Bossler has all 4 points for Tri-County. It's 4-0. Tri-County Trojans with 5:51 to go here in the first quarter. Hayden Gravatt comes to the left side to Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens picks up the dribble. A cross-court pass back to Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt in the paint. Can't get a look. Now flips it up. Underhanded shot off the glass. Off, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Jason Wehrman. Wehrman's outlet pass comes to Drew Sims. Drew Sims guarded by Brody Kamer in the man-to-man. Sims can't get an open look. Taylor stays in front of him. Flips the ball instead to the near side to Koepke. That's Trevor Koepke. Back to Sims it comes. Top of the key. They give and go to Sims under the basket. He's double-teamed. No place to go with the basketball. Feeds it into traffic. Into the right corner, and now a whistle and a three-second violation will be called. It'll turn the ball back to Johnson Brock. Substitutes into the ballgame now. Garrett Smith checks in, and Caleb Schinelli onto the floor for the Tri-County Trojans. Schinelli checking in. Garrett Smith is a junior, 5'11". Here's Hayden Gravatt into forecourt to the right elbow with the pass. Deacon Burnett. Burnett, free throw line, kicks it to the corner. In traffic, Grady Behrens, jump shot, up and good. Grady Behrens with the first 2 points for Johnson Brock, and it's 4-2 now. Johnson Brock trailing by two with 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Right wing is Henry Koepke with the basketball around the horn. Drew Sims, long three, off the iron, rebound Brody Kaler. Kaler, one-on-one with Sims. He'll take it all the way in. Couldn't get it up there, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and it'll be two shots for Brody Kaler at the line. The foul on Drew Sims. On Sims' first personal, team foul number one on the Tri-County Trojans. Brody Kaler at the line. He's a 78% free throw shooter on the season. Here he'll be shooting two shots. The 6'4 senior takes aim. The first one is up and good. Brody Kaler dropped it in. Makes it 4-3 now. He'll try to tie the game up if he can get this second one. Brody Kaler takes a deep breath, looks to the bucket, launches the shot. It's up and it's good. He got them both. Kaler 2-for-2, and we're tied at 4 apiece with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tri-County Trojans now come on the attack. Into forecourt with the ball is Henry Koepke. To the right side, that's Smith handling the ball. Now Drew Sims. Sims in the paint. Had the ball tipped away. It's loose. Everybody grabs it up. And coming out of there is Hayden Gravatt with a basketball. All the way down to Deacon Burnett. Back to Gravatt, top of the key, Grady Behrens, three, got it! Grady Behrens hit the three, he's got 5 points, and Johnson Brock has their first lead, 7-4, Eagles on top. Here's a steal, and then a whistle and a foul, and I believe the foul is going to go on Johnson Brock's Hayden Gravatt. On Gravatt, his first personal, team foul number two on the Johnson Brock Eagles of the period. We're at the midway point of the first quarter, 3:59 to play here in the first period, 7-4, Johnson Brock. After trailing 4-0, they've scored 7 unanswered points to take the lead. With the ball is Garrett Smith. Smith, top of the circle. Henry Koepke over to Drew Sims, back to Koepke on the right elbow. Henry Koepke can't get it inside. Pete Schinelli with the basketball. There's Sims driving in. Fall away shot up and off, no good. But a whistle and a foul. We'll see who they put this one on. Foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt. On Gravatt, his first, team foul number three on the Eagles. At the free throw line is Drew Sims. Sims shooting two shots. Sims, a 77% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. That makes it 7-5. Johnson Brock's lead now is cut to 2. Drew Sims ready for his second free throw attempt. Sims takes aim, shot is up, and got it. He hit them both. 7-6. It's a one-point Johnson Brock lead with 3:35 to play in the first quarter here at the Mudecas Tournament in Beatrice. Hayden Gravatt into forecourt. Gravatt, a cross-court pass, Deacon Burnett. Deacon Burnett, the sophomore, spin move at the free throw line, kicks it to the corner. Hayden Gravatt can't go anywhere with it, had to put the ball off the foot of one of the defenders. Substitute in now, Oliver Everett into the lineup. Everett, a 6'2 sophomore. He'll come in and replace Robert Gravatt, who got the foul a moment ago. Oliver Everett in the lineup, waiting for the end. There's Everett into the basket. Shot is up and good. Boy, it didn't take Oliver Everett long to get involved in the offense. He was in there 1 second and had a bucket under the basket. Somebody forgot to pick him up on the baseline, and he was just waiting for the inbound pass. 9-6, Johnson Brock up by three. In the corner, left side with the basketball. Henry Koepke up top with it to Drew Sims. Sims tries to drive on, inside on Kaler, threw the ball away, it goes out of bounds. Substitute now for Tri-County, Trevor Koepke back into the lineup, replacing Henry Koepke. Timeout on the floor, 2:55 to go first quarter. Johnson Brock up 9-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula back here at the Pietra City Auditorium. MJ Evans is our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Here come the Eagles with the ball as Brody Kaler on the baseline right side. Lost the handle on it, clears it back up to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt on the right elbow to the top of the key, Deacon Burnett. They're doing the tomahawk chop across the way here now for the Trojans. Haven't heard that for a while. There's a long three up by Kaler, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, Zach Wassler. Fast break, Drew Sims feeds it under the basket, driving, laying up and off, no good. Sims rebound, follow shot, put back, he can't get it, and Brody Kaler comes down with a defensive rebound. Brody Kaler, outlet pass, Hayden Gravatt in the corner. Behrens with a shot from three in the corner. Try for follow shot. Oliver Everett. It won't go down. And the rebound comes back to Drew Sims. Sims feeds it under. Fast break under the basket. Off the glass. Shot. Up and good by Jason Wurman. Fast-paced basketball up and down the court. It's 9-8. Johnson Brock's lead cut back to one once again as Hayden Gravatt comes to forecourt. Hayden Gravatt feeds to the left side. A little spin move. Off to the right side goes Grady Behrens. Gives it into Brody Kaler. Kaler between the rings, top of the key, goes to Oliver Everett. Now Deacon Burnett with the basketball, low post left side. Goes to Kaler. Kaler one-on-one against Drew Sims. Spin move, off the glass, up and good. That was left-handed. Nice move by Brody Kaler. His first field goal of the night, a left-handed lay-in, almost a hook shot. Going around Drew Sims, 11-8. The lead is three for Johnson Brock. Lob pass under the basket, bumping in. Shot is up, off, no good. Try for a follow, shot is up and good. Zach Bosmer has 6 points. He just stayed with it under there. Got it on the third attempt and got it to go down. The lead is back to one once again for Johnson Brock. Here comes Brody Kaler. Left side, Grady Behrens in traffic. Fall away shot, Behrens. Got to say no. Substitute checking in here. The basketball will belong to Tri-County. 11-10 the score. Johnson Brock up by one. Back into the ball game comes Caleb Schinelli onto the floor now. Drew Sims will bring the ball down court and set it up offensively. Sims flips the ball back to Henry Kapke. To the right side it comes. That's Smid with the basketball. Inside Schinelli. Ball was tipped away, goes into backcourt. They'll go back and retrieve it and reset the offense. On the dribble to the right side comes Henry Kapke. Looking in for Sims under the basket. Kaler under there with him has him covered up. Man-to-man defense for Johnson Brock. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. There's a long three right side off there. No, and the rebound comes down to Grady Behrens. Johnson Brock has 21 seconds with which to work. They can play for the final shot. Underneath, shot is up and good by Deacon Burnett. Deacon says so much for waiting for the last shot. He just took it in and scored. 13-10. The lead is three with 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Long pass in, tipped away by Kaler. Down court they come. Deacon Burnett. No whistle sounds. He didn't get the shot off. 1.7 seconds showing on the clock. A whistle, the foul was called on Tri-County. Johnson Brock will have the basketball, but it will be under the Tri-County basket with only 1.7 seconds on the clock here in the quarter. 13-10, Johnson Brock is up by three. They'll have to throw a long down-court pass. Time for a catch and a shot. That's what they're going to get from three-quarter court. Just short. 13-10 after one quarter. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workitfast.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium, downtown Beatrice. We're at the corner of 4th and Ella Street. We go back to live action. Tri-County will have the basketball. Into forecourt across the timeline comes Jason Wehrman to Drew Sims. Sims feeds it under the basket. Stolen away by Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with the outlet pass gives it to Brody Taylor. Taylor between the rings, top of the circle, goes to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt feeds it again inside to Deacon Burnett. Burnett flips it out to Behrens underneath. Robert Gravatt in traffic. Double team, triple team. Instead, comes with the basketball again to Grady Behrens. Lob pass inside. Backing in. Robert Gravatt. Fall away jumper. Up off. No good. Rebound, Jason Wehrman. Wehrman outlet pass finds Drew Sims. Here comes Tri-County. Sims picked up defensively by Brody Kaler in the man-to-man defense. Sims, they give the pass up to Jason Wehrman. Wehrman to the left elbow. Back to Drew Sims once again. Now Wehrman, thinking about the long shot for a moment, was Trevor Kapke. Trevor's backing in, can't get a look at the basket, puts it back to the top of the key to Wehrman. Wehrman almost lost the ball. Shot clock at 10. He's double-teamed. I believe we're going to have a timeout called here. No, coach thought he had a timeout called. The ref thought it was a timeout called, and it was not. So Tri-County will play it in on the side in forecourt with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Drew Sims, guarded by Brody Kaler. Sims working against Kaler. The step back, puts it inside. Turnaround shot underneath the basket, up and good. Zach Bossler is having a good night. He's got 8 points already in the ballgame. He has 8 of the 12 points for Tri-County. 13-12. Johnson-Brock's lead cut to 1 once again. 6:35 to go in the second quarter here in the first half. Here comes Brody Kaler against Drew Sims. A cross pass. It goes inside. Hayden Gravatt driving, laying up and good. Hayden Gravatt with his first basket of the night. And the lead is back to 3. We've just been going back and forth between a 3-point lead and a 1-point lead here for Johnson-Brock for the last 2 or 3 exchanges. Henry Kapke feeds it to the left elbow. It comes back out to Drew Sims. Top of the circle. Wehrman for 3. Off no good. Tipped around. Rebound comes down to Tri-County. Inside they go with it to the baseline. Left side. Thinking about the little 10-footer. No shot. Bossler trying to back in against Robert Gravatt. Couldn't get it. Long 3 from the corner. Up and off. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Hayden Gravatt comes up with it for Johnson-Brock. Now the Eagles a chance to maybe build on the 3-point lead this time. Up 15-12 with 5:41 to go. Ball nearly stolen away. Now going to be gathered back in by Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens all the way. Floater off the rim. Bounces once, twice. Did not go. And the rebound is Zach Bossler. Boy, Zach Bossler, the 6'5 senior, is doing a job inside for Tri-County. Not just scoring offensively, but a great job in there battling after the rebounds. Now he feeds it inside, driving reverse lay-in, up and good. Jason Wehrman. Wehrman lays it in, and it's back to a 1-point Johnson-Brock lead at 15-14 with 5:07 to go here in the first half in the second quarter. On the left side, Grady Behrens feeds it underneath in traffic. Under the bucket, shot is up. Oh, Deacon Burnett had a point-blank range shot, couldn't get it to fall for the sophomore. Drew Sims on the chase down the field is going to collide with Robert Gravatt, and Gravatt's going to get called for the personal. Well, he had an open lane trying to get down the floor into the paint. Robert Gravatt stepped in front of Drew Sims, and Gravatt got called for the foul. That's his second personal. He'll leave the ball game and have a seat. We'll see who checks in to replace him here in just a moment. 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. 15-14. Johnson-Brock is up by 1. Now the officials coming out and have a little word of caution to a couple of the players, asking them to play nice, boys. Here's the lob pass into the top of the key to Bossler. Bossler goes to Drew Sims. Sims. He's back to the left wing with it in the corner. That's Henry Kapke. Kapke, top of the key. Dawson Sims in the lineup now. He's the younger brother of Drew Sims, just a freshman. Drew Sims tried the alley-oop pass underneath. Shot is up, off, no good. And now a whistle and a foul into the basket. Probably going to go on Johnson Brock. Foul is going to be called on Oliver Everett. On Oliver Everett, that is his first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. At the free throw line, Zach Bossler, a 62% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. He got the first one. Zach Bossler has 9 points in the ballgame now, looking to get into double figures with this free throw attempt. He could give Tri-County the lead. We're tied at 15 all right now. Zach Bossler, shot is up and good. And Tri-County takes the lead 16-15. They led 4-0 early, and since then, it has been Johnson Brock leading all the way, but now Tri-County retakes the advantage 16-15. Hayden Gravatt, left side, Grady Behrens. It goes down to Kaler. Kaler tries to drive underneath. Driving lay-in up and good. If you have anybody but Drew Sims covering Brody Kaler, he's probably going to burn you. Kaler just took it down the baseline and laid it in. Here's Dawson Sims for the three. The freshman couldn't get it down off the board. Rebound comes down to Brody Kaler. All the way into the paint. Hayden Gravatt driving lay-in up and good. Hayden Gravatt with his second bucket. 19-16. Johnson Brock, 4 unanswered points, went from a deficit of 1 point to back up by 3 once again. Drew Sims, they put it inside the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. It ends up in Drew Sims' hands. Brody Kaler chases him to the baseline. Fallaway shot, short, tipped around. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Now a whistle. Let's see what we're going to have here. Foul is going to be called on Zach Bossler. On Bossler, his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. 3:34 to play, second period, 19-16. The Johnson Brock Eagles up by three here in the A-Division Boys Championship of the Mudecas Tournament. On the right wing with the ball, Quinton Behrens in the lineup now. Driving layup, follow shot, Oliver Everett couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Drew Sims. Sims wants to go coast to coast, holds it up at the free throw line, gives it to little brother Dawson Sims. Around the horn, lob pass underneath. Shot is up, no. Whistle and a foul on the floor this time. I don't think this was a shooting foul. The foul is going to be called on Grady Behrens, his second personal. Team foul number three, and they are going to call it a shooting foul. Zach Bossler is 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Bossler has hit 4 out of 4. Here's Deacon Burnett back into the lineup. He'll come in to replace Grady Behrens for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 3:10 to go, second quarter, 19-17. JB up by 2. Zach Bossler at the line. Second free throw is off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Coming down with the basketball. Great job down there fighting for it. Here's a long three that's up by Kaler. Fight for the rebound underneath. Bossler comes out of there with it. Here comes Drew Sims on the fast break. Sims feeds off to the left side. Shot is up. No. Sims got the rebound. Trying to back out with it. Feeds it underneath. Shot blocked it. The shot is up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Zach Bossler got the bucket and drew the foul on Oliver Everett. Oliver Everett picks up his second personal. Team foul number 4 on Johnson Brock. That ties the game at 19 all. Zach Bossler will try and give the Trojans of Tri-County the lead. It's up, it's off, no good. And the rebound down to Deacon Burnett. All tied at 19 apiece with 2:41 to play here in the first half. With the ball is Brody Kaler. Kaler hands it to Hayden Gravatt into the corner. They lob it to Kaler. People coming in from behind made contact. The foul's going to be called on Tri-County's Drew Sims. On Sims, his second personal. Dawson Sims sets out. Back into the lineup comes Henry Kapke now for the Trojans. All tied at 19. They lob it up to Deacon Burnett, top of the key. Right side, going all the way in, spin move. Kaler, fallaway shot up and good. Brody Kaler has 8 points now and is back to a 3-point Johnson Brock lead, 21-19. We've seen this about 3 or 4 occasions where Johnson Brock up by 1 goes back up by 3. Clock shows 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. 21-19, a two-point lead for Johnson Brock. Tri-County with the basketball. At the top of the key is Henry Kapke. Goes to Drew Sims. Sims is trapped. Double team. Forces up a shot that's off and no good. The rebound taken down by Oliver Everett. Ever gets the outlet pass quickly out to Hayden Gravatt. He'll bring the ball up the court and set the offense. Coach Garrison Dodge up off on his feet here, shouting instructions. Top of the key, on the dribble, holding the ball, Hayden Gravatt. Waiting to set the offense. Goes to Brody Kaler. Kaler, now not covered by Sims. They got Kaler being guarded now by Zach Wassler. Over to the right side, the pass goes. On the right elbow, Hayden Gravatt. Top of the key, he'll put up a long three that's off the glass, no, and the rebound comes down to Caleb Schinelli. Schinelli with the basketball. Outlet pass to Drew Sims. Lob pass from Sims underneath. Tipped away underneath by Oliver Everett. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be called on Oliver Everett. On Oliver, that is his third personal already. And the 15th foul, so we're going to be shooting two. At the line, Zach Wassler. Zach is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He has 13 points for the Tri-County Trojans. Averages 13 per ball game. He's got his 13 here in the first half. Here shooting 2 shots is the senior, Zach Wassler. First one is up and good. He's now hit 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. All 5 of those shots coming here in the second quarter. That puts Tri-County back up by 1, 21-20 in what's been a seesaw contest here in the first half. A minute 11 to play in the first half. Second shot is up and good also. And now Tri-County ties it up here at 21 apiece. 106 to play in the first half. Shot clock at 25. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Hayden Gravatt, long three from the corner. Got it! Hayden Gravatt gets the long three from the corner. With Johnson Brock back up by 3, 24-21 with 49 seconds to play in the first half. With the ball in the corner is Schinelli. Schinelli up top to Wehrman. Wehrman picked up the dribble. Now goes to the left side. Here comes Wehrman driving in. Lays it up. No. Whistle and a foul. We're going to put Wehrman to the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. Let's see who they got for this one. I think the foul is going to be called on Deacon Burnett, his first personal, but we are past the 5-foul limit for the period, so Jason Wehrman, who's a 71% free throw shooter, is at the line to shoot 2. The first one is up and off, no good. Wehrman will have a second shot. 37 seconds to go here in the first half. Just there will be a 2-second differential on the shot clock. Jason Wehrman, second free throw. It's on the way up. It is off, bounces off the side, and the rebound is taken away with authority, I might add, by Robert Gravatt. He pulled that one down big and strong. That was a big boy rebound there for Robert Gravatt. Into fourth court. On the dribble is Hayden Gravatt. Gives it off to Deacon Burnett. Burnett back to Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock's going to run the clock down and play for the final shot. The Eagles are up by 3, 24-21. Drew Sims just backs off and lets Hayden Gravatt run clock. 10 seconds to go. Gravatt in the paint. Can't get up with a shot. Now it's off the glass, up and good. Hayden Gravatt put it down. There's a steal on the inbound pass by Burnett. And there's the buzzer at the end of the first half. I got to tell you what happened. One of the Johnson Brock players, after the buzzer sounded, just flipped the ball in the direction of the goal behind his back, underhanded, and it went right in the net. Obviously, it doesn't count, but it was sure quite a thing to see here. 26-21 will be our halftime score. The Johnson Brock Eagles up by 5 here in the Class A championship game of the boys division of the Medeckis tournament. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's storm season, and while we need the moisture, we definitely don't need the hail and high winds, especially on your garage doors and gutters. When weather strikes, Blue Belly Doors strikes back with free estimates to repair or replace your garage doors and gutters. Making storm damage a thing of the past, Blue Belly Door is here to help. Visit BlueValleyDoor.com or check us out on Facebook. Blue Belly Door is located in Beatrice but serves greater southeast Nebraska with at least one visit to the Falls City area each week. At Blue Belly Door, we don't just open doors, we raise the standard.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Our halftime scoring recap is being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And as we are speaking, they're honoring some of the former champions here at Mudecus. Among them are the Sacred Heart Irish from 2001. Coach Doug Goltz and some of his players are here. The 25th anniversary of Sacred Heart's first ever Mudecus championship under Doug Goltz. They're being introduced and brought out onto the floor as we speak. Let's look now at the scoring. First for Tri-County, it was all Zach Wassler. He has 15 of the Trojans' 21 points. Adding 4 points was Jason Wehrman, and Drew Sims held to just 2 points in that first half for their total of 21. A big number is the free throws. Tri-County made 7 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half, and you'll see why that's important in just a minute. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led by Hayden Gravatt with 9 points. Brody Kaler right behind has 8. 7 for Grady Behrens. 5 points for Grady Behrens. 2 points for Oliver Everett and 2 points for Deacon Burnett for their total of 26. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock only shot 2. Those were by Brody Kaler. They made them both. The Eagles are 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Tri-County, 7 out of 10. So free throw is really the only thing that has kept Tri-County in this ballgame, as they are down by 5, 26-21 at the half. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're going to send it back to MJ Evans in our studios back at Sunny 101.3. 2 minutes of commercial information, then we'll have the latest weather update, followed by a one-minute break, MJ. We'll come back with 1 minute after the weather, and we'll be back with third quarter action here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life right here in southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Kara Foster with your weather for the tri-state area. Some snow showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows just around zero throughout Iowa, the single digits and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the single digits and upper teens throughout Kansas, and the single digits and lower teens throughout Missouri. Some snow showers are possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 20s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Missouri. For tonight's forecast, partly cloudy skies with a low around 8. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with a high nearing 40, westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with a low around 7, north winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some sunshine throughout Monday with a high of 23, then staying mostly clear into Monday night with a low around 12. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with a high of 42 and mostly cloudy skies Tuesday night with a low of 22. I'm weatherology meteorologist Kara Foster on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Tri-County Trojans 26-21. If you're trying to keep track of some of the other sports going on while listening to Mudeikis basketball, earlier today, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers defeated Northwestern 77-58 to extend their win streak in the NFL playoffs, an overtime win for the Denver Broncos over the Bills. They won it 33-30 in overtime. As I understand, they kicked a field goal in the final 10 seconds to put it into overtime. And in the game going on right now, the Seattle Seahawks leading the 49ers at last report 17-0 after one quarter. They tell me the Seahawks ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown against the 49ers. So lots of sports action on this Saturday all around the country. Nothing more exciting, though, than the Mudeikis tournament here in Beatrice. This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Reminder, we'll have basketball coming up for you next week. Once again, we'll get back into regular season coverage. I will be in Pawnee City this coming Tuesday. HTRS at Pawnee City. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear that on KTNC. John Nixon will have the Sacred Heart Irish at Auburn. That game will be heard Tuesday night here on Sunny 101.3. All right, we're ready to move into third quarter action. Johnson Brock will have the first possession of the basketball to start the quarter. For the Eagles, Hayden Gravatt into fourth court, gives it over to the left side to Brody Kaler. Near side it comes. Now to the top of the circle, Grady Behrens kicks it out again to Kaler. Kaler tries to penetrate. Spin move, fall away, shot up, off, no good. Rebound, Robert Gravatt. Gravatt clears it out to Hayden Gravatt in the corner. Bounce pass goes in. They were trying to put the ball inside to Deacon Burnett. It got kicked off the foot of one of the Tri-County defenders. 31 seconds on the shot clock. They'll have the basketball and play it in on the baseline. Right side under the basket. Comes into Brody Kaler. Kaler up to the top of the key with it. On the right side, Hayden Gravatt handling the ball. Again, they go all the way across court to Brody Kaler. Now Hayden Gravatt with the dribble. Reverses, comes to the corner. Deacon Burnett holds the basketball. Inside the paint, Robert Gravatt backs in against the defender. Give and go. Back to Hayden Gravatt. Shot clock at 10. Hayden Gravatt to Deacon Burnett. Deacon Burnett under the basket. No. I believe he may have stepped on the baseline. No, he got fouled under there. Foul is going to be called on Jason Wehrman. On Wehrman, that is his first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Only three team fouls in that entire first half on Tri-County. Inbound the ball, a fresh shot clock at 35 seconds. Top of the key with the basketball is Grady Behrens. He feeds to the right side of the lane. Now with the ball is Hayden Gravatt. He reverses, kicks the ball again back to Deacon Burnett on the right wing. Low post right side, Burnett goes inside Robert Gravatt. Turn around, jumper up and good. Nice move to the basket by Robert Gravatt. His first 2 points of the night. And this is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Johnson Brock goes up here 28-21 early here in the third quarter. Here comes Tri-County on the attack. A long three from the corner that's up and off. No good. Put up by Trevor Katke. Rebound brought down by Robert Gravatt. Outlet pass goes to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden will come down court with it. Go to the corner. Deacon Burnett. Left side baseline. They feed it inside. Brody Kaler in traffic. Kaler puts the shot up. Couldn't get it. Did not get fouled. He thought he got hammered under there. Now on the rebound, a fight and a whistle and a foul is going to go on somebody on the white team. Robert Gravatt just picked up his third personal on Gravatt, his third first team foul of the quarter on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Johnson Brock enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game thus far, 28-21. Robert Gravatt got a basket right under the bucket on the right side. Ball is going to be tipped away out of bounds, and it will belong to Johnson Brock. 28-21. The only scoring so far here in this second half has been Robert Gravatt's bucket under the basket. All right, Hayden Gravatt on the dribble. A 7-point lead for Johnson Brock, trying to build on it on this possession. Fans from Tri-County starting the tomahawk chop again across the way. Sounds like Kansas City Chiefs football in here. Not sure I'd want to emulate Kansas City right now. Under the basket, right side, Burnett lays it up. No, rebound, Kaler. Kaler with tries for a follow shot. Ball is tipped out of there. We got a whistle under the basket, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Tri-County, I believe. Foul is going to be charged to Caleb Schinelli. On Schinelli, his first team foul number two. Brody Kaler, a 78% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. They're shooting two shots. First one up and good. Brody Kaler has 9 points now. That equals Hayden Gravatt's 9 so far in this ballgame. Kaler will try to get in double figures and extend the lead here. Brody Kaler, shot is on the way. Up and good. He got them both. Kaler hits a pair. And our score is 30-21. It's a 9-point lead now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Biggest lead yet at the 5:30 mark here of the quarter. Here's a steal by Kaler. Brody Kaler down court, feeds it to the right side. Deacon Burnett. Burnett, oh, Kaler wanted the ball back in the worst way. They got it to him. Kaler, oh, now wait a minute. Offensive foul is going to be called. Henry Kafke got in behind him, and when Brody Kaler made his move to the bucket, Kafke went flying on the floor. On Brody Kaler, his first personal, second team foul. Timeout taken Tri-County, 5:17 to go third quarter, 30-21. Johnson Brock up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Southeast Nebraska shows up big for new decades. And so does AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner, proud to support our hometown athletes and the producers who feed and fuel our region. When it's time to lock in opportunity or defend against risk, AgWest is courtside with you every season. Connect at goagwest.com or call 866-995-8067. AgWest Commodities, your marketing partner.
Go AgWest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Coach Jeremy Sims wanted to take a timeout here. He saw his Trojans fall behind by 9, 30-21, 5:14 to go here in the third quarter. Tri-County has the basketball. Drew Sims working hard on the right side of the lane. A cross-court pass to Henry Kapke. Kapke, left elbow, goes down to Schinelli. Ball stolen away. Deacon Burnett driving layup. He's stripped of the basketball, and he'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Deacon Burnett thought he probably had a sure thing there, but Caleb Schinelli chased him down from behind. Schinelli picks up his second personal, 13th foul of the quarter. Deacon Burnett at the line, a 69% free throw shooter. Shot is up and good. Burnett hit that one. Johnson Brock 3-for-3 from the free throw line in the second half. 5-for-5 from the line on the game. They have yet to miss a free throw. Into the lineup, Oliver Everett now in for Robert Gravatt. Gravatt sets out with three personal fouls. Deacon Burnett, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. And the lead now is 11. 32-21. An 11-point lead for Johnson Brock at the five-minute mark here of the third quarter. Here comes Tri-County, desperately needing a bucket this trip down the court. At the top of the key, they bring it up to Wehrman. Wehrman feeds to Kapke, Henry Kapke, over to the right side, Drew Sims with the basketball. Drew Sims, spin move, fallaway shot up, couldn't get it to fall, but a whistle. We may have a foul called here on the Eagles. Looks like they're going to get Deacon Burnett for the foul on Deacon, his second foul. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. So that's the third team foul on Johnson Brock with 4:35 to go in the period. Into the corner deep on the left side is Henry Kapke. Kapke gets the ball right back from Trevor Kapke. Trevor and Henry now from the corner, a long three that's up and good by Trevor Kapke. And that is the first three-pointer of the night for Tri-County. 32-24. The lead went from 11 back to 8 with that three-pointer by Kapke. The first three for the Trojans all night. 4:07 to go here now in the third quarter. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Crowd's getting into this thing. The Tri-County crowd driving lay-in. Hayden Gravatt got it to shot clock. Shot clock at 9. Little floater up, in and out, no good. Ball tipped out, and the rebound comes down to Jason Wehrman. Outlet pass to Drew Sims. 3:45 to go, third quarter, 32-24. The lead is 8 for Johnson Brock. With the basketball is Trevor Kapke. Lobs it in underneath the basket, into the corner. From the corner, a long three, in and out, no good. Great job on the boards by Deacon Burnett. Burnett, the sophomore, comes out with a rebound, takes it all the way for the driving layup, drew the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Jason Wehrman, his second, team foul number 4. At the free throw line, Deacon Burnett. Deacon has 4 points tonight. He was at the line a minute ago and made them both. Shot is on the way up and good. Johnson Brock, now a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw stripe tonight. As Deacon Burnett readies for his second free throw. Trying to make it a double-digit 10-point lead once again. Shot is up. No, it's short off the front of the rim this time. The rebound taken away by Jason Wehrman. Gives up to Drew Sims. He'll bring it into forecourt. Brody Kaler covering Sims in the man-to-man defense. Ball tipped away nicely by Oliver Everett for the steal. Everett's going to give it up to Brody Kaler. Kaler will bring the basketball up the court. Hands it back up to Greeton. To Gravatt at the top of the key. Hayden Gravatt between the rings. Now Oliver Everett with the basketball. To the right side. They go into Grady Barron. Skip pass back over to Hayden Gravatt. Top of the key, Deacon Burnett. Right side, Brody Kaler, guarded by Drew Sims. Kaler lobs into Hayden Gravatt. Shot clock at 8. Hayden Gravatt in traffic. Puts it out to the corner. From the left side, taking the shot is Deacon Burnett for 3. Off no good. It did not hit the rim. Shot is up. And the shot clock expired on him. They couldn't hit the rim in time. And the ball goes back to Tri-County. Johnson Brock comes up empty-handed on that trip down the court. Randy Gatula is my name, calling your play-by-play. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for the broadcast tonight. Hope you're enjoying our efforts to bring you high school basketball. 33-24. Johnson Brock by 9. 2.5 minutes to go. Underneath they go with it. Pass comes inside to Zach Fossler. Fossler lays it in. He's got 17 points now in the ballgame. And the lead is back down to 7. Johnson Brock led by as much as 11. Now the ball stolen away from Brody Kaler all the way. Drew Sims for the driving layup. Got it. And that is Drew Sims' first field goal of the night. He averages 22 points a ball game. Up until that point, he's only had 2 free throws. He's got 4. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 33-28. The Eagles up by 5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The need for blood is constant, and at times it becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, Nemahawk County Hospital relies on all of us to make sure there's blood on hand and accessible when needed. Visit redcross.org/giveblood to schedule an appointment near you or plan to participate in the next blood drive at Nemahawk County Hospital on February 19th. Your one donation can save a life. Nemahawk County Hospital. Quality care. Every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock led this game by 11, 32-21. Since then, Tri-County has gone on a 7-1 run here and closed it up now to where it's 33-28. When play is resumed, Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right. Waiting for the official to come out, give the ball off to Johnson Brock. The Eagles will get underway here offensively. Inbound the pass to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt dribbles to the right side of the free throw circle. Comes over to Deacon Burnett with the pass. Burnett feeds it underneath in traffic, trying to go up with a shot with Brody Kaler. They fouled him, and Kaler's going to be at the line to shoot 2. Foul's going to be called on Zach Fossler. Fossler's second personal. Team foul number 5 already with 1:48 to go in the quarter. So at the line, Brody Kaler. He's 4-for-4 from the line tonight, has 10 points in the ballgame. Shot is up and good. Make it 5-for-5. Johnson Brock, 8 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight in the contest. Brody Kaler, ready to put up his second attempt. It's up and it's good also. He hit them both. 35-28. The lead is back to 7 for the Eagles with 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. This has been a hotly contested contest from the get-go as Tri-County comes down court with it. Trevor Kapke goes to the right side to Henry Kapke. Henry Kapke finds Trevor once again. Now over onto the left elbow. Cianelli with the basketball. Now Drew Sims tries to go to the corner. He can't get open. Open look, 3 right side, up and off, no good. And the rebound to Deacon Burnett. Burnett wants to bring the ball down court himself. Burnett holds it up to the top of the key. Hayden Gravatt all the way in, driving layup. Gravatt couldn't get it. Ball was tipped out of bounds. It went off in Tri-County. And Johnson Brock will have the ball back with 25 seconds on the shot clock. Johnson Brock will inbound it. Now the officials conferring about what transpired down here. I don't know if the discussion is about the shot clock or what. Nope, they're going to leave it at 25 seconds. Johnson Brock inbounds it under their own bucket. Inbound the pass. All the way in, moving toward the basket. A whistle and traveling is going to be called on Brady Barron. Barron's got out of control there going into the paint. Coach Garrison Dodds, the young first-year head coach, not happy about that one, expressing his displeasure just by the expression on his face. In the corner left side, Trevor Kapke. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. The look will do it. With the ball is Drew Sims. Top of the key, long 3. Didn't get it, but he's going to be knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Brody Kaler. Brody having a conversation with the official. Brody Kaler picks up his second personal, and we're going to put Drew Sims at the free throw line to shoot 3 shots. Sims is 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight, only has 1 field goal, though, and only 4 points thus far in the ballgame for their leading scorer, Drew Sims. Sims here, ready to put up 3 shots as he was well outside the 3-point arc. So 3 free throws coming up for Drew Sims, 77% on the year. First one is up and good. He's now hit 3 out of 3 tonight. That puts the lead back down to 6 at 35-29. Drew Sims ready for the second free throw. It's up and it's good also. Not surprised, being a 77% free throw shooter. Both teams shooting the ball pretty well tonight from the free throw line. Sims will try and cut the lead to 4. Shot is up and it is good. He got it. The lead has gone from 11 down to 4 now at 35-31. Johnson Brock by 4 with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Eagles will be about a 20-second differential in the shot clock to the game clock, so Eagles will have to shoot this one up. Inside it goes in traffic, trying to handle the ball under the basket. Quinton Barron's in the ballgame now. Oh, they go to Deacon Burnett. Burnett got shoved as he caught the pass, and the pass is, the foul is on Caleb Schinelli. On Schinelli, his third personal, and that's going to put Deacon Burnett, the 6'4 sophomore, at the line. Deacon has made 3 out of 4 tonight, 69% on the season, 75% tonight. Shot is up and in and out, rimmed off there. Thought it was going to drop for a minute. He'll get another attempt. 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Into the game comes Coy Behrens checking in. Coy Behrens in now, replacing Brady Behrens. Coy wears number 10. They didn't tell my buddy John Nixon who number 10 was the other night, but that's Coy Behrens. Second shot is up and good for Deacon Burnett. That puts the lead back to 5. And now Tri-County will have a chance to come down and play for the final shot of the period, trailing by 5 at 36-31. Drew Sims looks over to his dad, Jeremy Sims, for instructions here. They'll run the clock down, 14 seconds, 13 seconds. They want the ball in Drew Sims' hands, even though he hadn't scored much tonight. Top of the key for 3, got it! Drew Sims hits the 3, down court. Here's Taylor for 3, and it won't go. And after 3 quarters, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Tri-County Trojans by 2 points, 36-34. After 3 periods, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock made 8 out of 9 free throws in that third period. Only 1 field goal. They had scored 10 points in the quarter. Without the 8 of 9 free throws, they'd be in trouble here. Johnson Brock still up by 2, however, 36-34. Tri-County has the first possession as we move into the fourth quarter. Drew Sims picks up his dribble, comes across court with it to Trevor Kapke. Goes into Henry Kapke. Back to the top of the circle. Zach Bossler. Now with the basketball is Jason Weirman. Drew Sims, free throw line, backs out, thought about the 3. Shot clock at 10. Here's a long 3 from the right side that's off. The rebound is going to be brought down by Deacon Burnett. Boy, the sophomore was sky high going after that one. Came down with the board for Johnson Brock. 36-34. Eagles by 2. They have the basketball on the dribble. Hayden Bravatt around the horn to the right side. Deacon Burnett. Top of the key. It comes to Kaler. Kaler, spin move in the paint. Can't get open for the shot. Goes to the left wing with it. Into the corner. Hayden Bravatt for 3. Right side. Got it! Hayden Bravatt's got 12 points in the ballgame. And the lead is back to 5 once again for Johnson Brock. 7 minutes to go in the basketball game. Tri-County trying to set something up offensively against this pressuring man-to-man defense. Drew Sims has one of his players land on the floor at his feet. Across court pass goes to Henry Kapke. Bounce pass near side. Trevor Kapke with the ball. Trevor, free throw line, bounces into Robert Cravat. Goes underneath with it. Turnaround shot off the glass. No. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Tri-County. Well, Henry Kapke was down there battling with Grady Behrens for that rebound. It went out of bounds off of the Eagles, and it'll be Tri-County's basketball. A new shot clock, 35 seconds on the shot clock, 6:34 to go in the ballgame. 39-34, Johnson Brock by five. Here's a long three from the right side, rims in and out, and the rebound comes down to Hayden Gravatt. That was in there for a long time and then popped out on him. One of those 720 deals goes clear around the rim twice and then comes out. Here comes Johnson Brock, up by five into forecourt. Deacon Burnett with the basketball. Burnett across court, Hayden Gravatt in the paint. Hayden Gravatt tried to put a bounce pass down. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody's going after it. And what do we got here? It's going to be a held ball, and the possession arrow favors Johnson Brock. So the Eagles, the official wisely blew the whistle there to try and keep so nobody got hurt. They were all diving after the ball. Inbounding it will be Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt goes inside. Oh, Deacon Burnett missed one from point blank range right under the basket. He's wishing he had that one back. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. All the way in, Drew Sims. Shot is up and good, and he is fouled. Drew Sims got the basket to fall. Andrew the foul. He'll be at the basket at the rim for the and one. Brody Kaler called for the personal on Brody, his third personal foul. And here's Drew Sims. He's 5 for 5 from the line so far tonight. This one's up and good. And now it's back to a two-point basketball game, 39-37. 5:54 to go in the game in regulation. A two-point Johnson lead. Eagles with the basketball. Right side, Brody Kaler for three. It's off the back iron. No. Try for tip-in. Ball is loose. Drew Sims has it. And now a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Going after the ball was Robert Gravatt. Gravatt just picked up his fourth personal foul. On Robert Gravatt, his fourth. And it'll be Tri-County's basketball. Gravatt will leave the lineup, and to replace him comes Oliver Everett. They're going to miss Robert Gravatt's rebounding under there. He's a warrior on that baseline for Johnson Brock. That's just four, though. He'll be back. 5:42 to go in this one. It's 39-37. Johnson Brock still up by two. Drew Sims with the ball into forecourt for Tri-County. To the right side to Trevor Kapke. Kapke comes to Zach Vossler. Back to Drew Sims they go, guarded by Taylor. Spin move on the baseline. The ball got away. And, oh, Johnson Brock felt that ball was touched last by Tri-County. But they're going to give the ball to the Trojans. Well, sometimes what I think I saw, I didn't see, apparently. Tri-County keeps the ball. Inbound the pass. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Deacon Burnett. Burnett picks up his third, team foul number three of the quarter. That's a third team foul with 5:24 to go in the ballgame here in the period. Drew Sims will inbound it. He triggers it in baseline, left side of the basket. To the top of the key. Jason Weirman with it. Around to Drew Sims. Sims only had 2 points in the first half. They were free throws. Now he's heated it up. Here's a shot up and off. No good. Rebound Deacon Burnett. Burnett gets it into forecourt to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt all the way to the baseline under the basket. Can't get an open look. All the way shot up in and out. Pfeiffer tip it up. Burnett couldn't get it. And the rebound to Drew Sims. Again, 2 point blank range shots. Sims feeds it underneath the basket. Turnaround spot off the glass and good by Jason Weirman. We're tied at 39 apiece with 4:48 to go in the ballgame. All tied at 39. Tri-County has battled back from an 11-point deficit to tie this thing up. Johnson Brock needs a basket bad. At the top of the key with the ball comes Brody Kaler. Kaler backing in on Sims. Has the ball stripped away. Hayden Gravatt comes up with it. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Tri-County. The foul is on Henry Kapke. On Kapke, his first personal. And that's the first team foul of the quarter on Tri-County. 4 minutes, 26 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and we haven't settled a thing. We're tied at 39 all here. great basketball here in the Class A Division Boys Championship. Timeout taken on the floor by Tri-County. 4:26 to go in the game. We're all tied at 39 apiece. Don't go away. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. The fans from Tri-County on their feet across the way. The student section standing up and cheering on the Trojans. They have fought back from an 11-point deficit to tie the game at 39-all. Lots of time left. 4:26 to play in the ballgame. Johnson Brock will have possession of the ball when we resume action. Hayden Gravatt inbounds it to the top of the key to Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens gives it inside to Kaler. Brody Kaler. Oh, underneath to Oliver Everett. Everett tried to go up with a shot and got hammered. Nice pass by Brody Kaler to find Oliver Everett under the bucket. Everett got fouled. The foul is going to be called on Henry Kapke, his second, team foul number two. Oliver Everett at the line. 67% free throw shooter. He got it. Hit the first one. Oliver Everett with 3 points tonight. This was his first attempt from the line. That puts Johnson Brock back up by one. There's Oliver Everett's second free throw. It's on the way up. And it is good. He hit them both. Everett got a pair. It's a two-point lead again for the Eagles. 41-39 with 4:15 to go in the ballgame. Here comes in the forecourt Drew Sims. Backs it out to the left side to Henry Kapke. Kapke feeds into the corner. Trevor Kapke. Around the horn to Zachary Vossler. Vossler looks for Jason Weirman. Inside, Drew Sims. Shot up and good. They found Drew Sims on the left side of the lane. Sims is heating it up here. Only 2 points in the first half. He's got 13 in the second half. Tied at 41 apiece with 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Here comes Brody Kaler in the paint. Follow-away shot in the paint. No. Rebound Kaler. Try for follow shot. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Brody Kaler. That is his fourth personal. So now Brody Kaler is going to have to be careful. He has four personal fouls. All tied at 41 apiece. Oh, they're going to bring him out of the game. Wow. Brody Kaler. Quite a strategic decision by Garrison Dodge to pull his leading scorer out of the ballgame here with a tie game. Quentin Behrens comes in to replace Brody Kaler. Tied at 41 apiece. Inside, Drew Sims. Sims with a layup. And without Brody Kaler there on defense, Drew Sims is going to own that baseline. Took that one in. With the ball, Johnson Brock trying to get it going again. Aiden Gravatt to the right side. Deacon Burnett. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 43-41, Tri-County up by two. A cross-court pass goes over to Quentin Behrens. The tomahawk chop going again by the Tri-County student section. All the way in, Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt is going to get fouled on the baseline. Going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 2:55 to go in the ballgame. Tri-County up by 2, 43-41. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, it becomes a game of strategy. They're going to put Brody Kaler back into the ballgame. He checks back in. First-year head coach Garrison Dodge having to make some strategic decisions here. Brody Kaler is the leading defender that could try to keep a lid on Drew Sims, but Kaler playing with four fouls. Johnson Rock will have the ball. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Hayden Gravatt to inbound it. Only 6 seconds on the shot clock when Gravatt inbounds this pass. 2:55 to go in the game. They lob it into the top of the key. 4, 3. They're going to have to hurry the shot. Here comes the desperation three. Got it! Off the glass! Hayden Gravatt banked it in on a desperation shot as the shot clock expired. And that puts Johnson Brock back up by one. 44-43. 2:38 to go in the game. Lob pass underneath. And Furman went up to block the shot of Zach Bosler. Boy, it looked like Deacon Vernon had an awful clean block on that basketball. Must have been contact with the body. Deacon Vernon called for his fourth personal. Now Vernon with four and Kaler with four. At the free throw line, Zach Bosler shooting two shots. Bosler's free throw is up and it is off, no good. Bosler, a 62% free throw shooter. He has hit 5 out of 7 tonight from the free throw line. Zach Bosler trying to tie the game up with 2:34 to play in the contest. Bosler looks to the basket, bends the knees, takes his time, deep breath, shot is up, and it is off, no good, but the rebound comes down to the Trojans. With the basketball is Drew Sims. Sims guarded by Brody Kaler. Kaler's got to be careful here, playing with four fouls. Around the horn, outside perimeter, lob pass goes in, coming down with it is Deacon Burnett. Burnett got the steal. Across court pass. Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock with a 1-point lead and the basketball. 2:10 to go in the ballgame. All the way. Hayden Gravatt tried to take it into the paint and got fouled. It will not be a shooting foul. The foul is going to be called on Trevor Kapke. On Kapke, his first team foul number 3. So Johnson Brock will have the ball with a new shot clock. 35 seconds. 2:08 to go in the game in regulation. 44-43. Johnson Brock up by one. Eagles basketball. Hayden Gravatt inbounds it. Gets it into Brody Kaler. Kaler, fall away jump shot. 10 feet away, in and out. Can't get it. Drew Sims with the rebound. Fast break. Here comes Sims driving, laying up and good. Drew Sims laid it in. And the lead goes back to Tri-County. 45-44. Tri-County on top with 1:49 to go in the ballgame. Here come the Eagles. Hayden Gravatt driving, laying up and good. Hayden Gravatt found a seam in the lane, took it right down the avenue and laid it off the glass and put it in. The official stopped play here momentarily to have a little conference. 46-45, Johnson Brock back up by one on Hayden Gravatt's layup. It's a seesaw contest here, back and forth. Now checking into the ballgame comes Quentin Behrens, and for some reason, Deacon Burnett is taken out of the ballgame. Burnett out of the game, Quentin Behrens checks in. 1:39, clock is running. Johnson Brock up by one, 46-45 with the basketball. Trevor Kapke goes to Drew Sims' left wing. Notice they've got Hayden Gravatt covering Drew Sims now instead of Brody Kaler. Sims is going to pull up for a long three. Got it! Drew Sims lighting it up here in the second half. Gets a three, and now it's a 2-point Tri-County lead, 48-46. With the ball at the top of the key, Brody Kaler into the corner. Left side, Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt dribbles across to the corner, right side baseline. They give it right back to Hayden Gravatt, handed back from Quentin Behrens. Gravatt, top of the key, Brody Kaler. Kaler, guarded out here tightly by Zach Bosler. Feeds it underneath, laying up, in and out, no good! The ball tipped away, rebound, all the way in goes Sims. He clobbers Grant, oh, and Robert Gravatt got in front of him. Sims ran over him, got the basket, and the foul. Robert Gravatt just fouled out of the ball game. Drew Sims got the basket and drew the foul. He'll He'll be at the line for the end one. Timeout's going to be taken by Tri-County with 44 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Trojans up by 4, 50-46. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Been a game of momentum back and forth. Right now, all the momentum is with Tri-County. Drew Sims, their leading scorer, was held to 2 points in the first half. He has scored 22 points in the second half to lead this comeback by the Trojans. Tri-County was down by as much as 11 at 32-21. They now lead it by 4. 50-46 with 44 seconds to go in the ballgame, and Mr. Sims at the free throw line. He has hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. And now he'll be at the line for the end one to try and make it a 5-point Tri-County advantage. Drew Sims, shot is up, he got it. The shot is good. It's a 5-point lead. Quickly down court comes Johnson Brock, trailing 51-46. Now the official stops play here with 39 seconds showing on the clock. Officials Greg Harden and Dave Bryant having a conference here at midcourt. And now our official Dave Bryant comes to the official clock operator. We're sometimes at a loss as to what it is they're discussing here. Okay. What was it, Doug?
The clock didn't start.
Okay, the clock didn't start when they inbounded the pass. That is. Coach Doug Gould, Fall City Sacred Heart, seated at our table with us here tonight. We've had the pleasure of watching basketball with Coach Gould all afternoon. They're trying to sort things out on the score, on the time clock here. We'll tell you what we know right now. It's 51-46. Tri-County has a 5-point lead on the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're going to set the clock at 42.4 seconds. Johnson Brock will play the ball in on the side at midcourt. Brody Kaler will inbound it. Robert Gravatt has fouled out. Brody is playing with 4 personals. Tri-County fans on their feet. Inbound the ball to Hayden Gravatt. Johnson Brock needs to have something happen fast. With the ball, Brody Kaler for 3. It's off the rim, no. Out of bounds. Touch last by Tri-County. 33 seconds to go in the game. 51-46, Tri-County by 5. Hayden Gravatt inbounds it. Top of the key, Brody Kaler for the long 3. Off the rim, no, couldn't get it. And the rebound to the Tri-County Trojans. Down court they come with it. Handling the basketball is Henry Katke. Across court, Drew Sims will be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Hayden Gravatt. That is his second personal. And it'll put Drew Sims at the line to shoot 2. Well, Drew is a 77% free throw shooter, but tonight, much better than that. He's only missed 1. I think he's like 8 of 9 or 7 of 8. Free throw is up and good. Got that one. He's now 8 out of 9 with that make. They'll have another shot coming here. The lead is now at 6. Up and good. The lead is 7 and 21 seconds to go. It's a 3-possession ball game for Tri-County. With the ball, Johnson Brock needs to be putting a shot up in a hurry. Hayden Gravatt at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath. They get it into Brody Kaler. Kaler lays it off the glass up and good, but it may be a case of too little too late. He got the bucket to fall, but that makes it still a 5-point ball game with only 8 seconds left to go in the contest. A timeout has been taken by Johnson Brock. It's just a 30. MJ Evans, we're going to keep it here live this time and set the stage for our listeners. And also, we want to invite you to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual numbers, let you know how your favorite player did tonight in this ballgame. 8.5 seconds to play in the contest. 48 for Johnson Brock, 53 for Tri-County. So the Trojans, with a 2-possession, 5-point lead, and only 8.5 seconds on the clock, the Trojans will have the basketball. Johnson Brock will have to go for the steal immediately or the immediate foul. And even with that, it would probably take a miracle here. Drew Sims is going to inbound it on the baseline. He can run the baseline to inbound this, obviously against full court pressure by Johnson Brock. Sims, who's had a huge second half. Drew Sims inbounds the ball, waiting to toss it in all the way down court. Timeout's going to be taken by Tri-County to avoid the five-second count here. So now Tri-County takes a timeout. Think this is going to be a full, though. Yes, it is. So we will have time to take a 30-second break and be back with the final 8 seconds of this one after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Drew Sims inbounds a pass, gets it into Zach Fossler, and the ball is tipped away. And Johnson Brock is going to get the basketball, but the clock down now to 6.3 seconds to go. And now another timeout taken by the Eagles. 6.3 seconds on the clock. Let's set the stage here. The score is 53-48. Tri-County up by 5, having battled back from an 11-point deficit in this game. When play is resumed coming out of the timeout, Johnson Brock will have the basketball. They'll inbound it under their own basket on the baseline on the left side down here at the south end of the court at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Beatrice City Auditorium, been the home of this Budeckis tournament since 1956. That's a long time and a lot of basketball here in the City Auditorium in Beatrice. We've been here for about 40 years of the broadcast, played in the tournament back in the late 60s, as did many of the people in this gym. Down to 6.3 seconds to play. Coach Garrison Dodge discussing strategy with his kids here on what has to be obviously an inbound catch and shot to try and get within three, and then you got to hope for a turnover on the inbound pass. Not impossible, but boy, it's a tall mountain to climb. Inbounding the ball will be Brody Kaler to the left side of his own basket on the baseline. 6.3. They lob it in quickly. Ball is out to the top of the key to Burnett. Tipped out of bounds. The clock is down to 3.3 seconds. They were trying to get it back to Kaler, and Drew Sims reached in and tipped the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. Time running out on Johnson Brock here in the E Division Championship. Hayden Gravatt inbounds the ball. Gets it into the corner. Here's a three from the corner. Good! Got the three. Nailing the three from the corner was Grady Behrens. Timeout taken, but now the clock is down to 0.7 seconds. It's 53-51, only 0.7 seconds on the clock. The ball is going to belong to Tri-County. This is kind of like what we had going earlier today with Parkview Christian. They battled back into theirs after being down to HTRS. HTRS held on and got the win. That's what Tri-County's trying to do here. Well, Johnson Brock probably led this game, what would you say, Doug, 90% of the time here tonight. But the all-important final score, Tri-County is up by 2, just 0.7 seconds. Really, if Tri-County lobs the ball down to this end and just touches the ball, it's all over with. They just need to get the ball away from the Johnson Brock basket. All right, inbounding it will be Drew Sims. He'll throw it into backcourt. As soon as somebody touches it, the clock starts, and there's the ball game. 51-53. 53 points for Tri-County, 51 for Johnson Rock, and the Tri-County Trojans are the 2026 Eudeckis Class A Boys Champions here in Beatrice. A hard-fought contest between the Eagles and the Trojans, and our congratulations to both of these teams on a tremendous effort tonight here in Beatrice. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's time now for our post-game scoring wrap. It's being presented by our premier sponsors, including Community Insurance Group, Blue Valley Door, AgWest Commodities, and Wary Mortuaries. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First off, the final, 53-51, Tri-County with the win. Individual scoring for the Tri-County Trojans. They're led by Drew Sims with 27 points in the ballgame. He had 2 points in the first half, came back and racked up 25 in the second half. Zach Bossler, also in double figures, finished with 17. He did just the opposite. He had 15 in the first half and 2 in the second half. So Bossler finishes with 17. Jason Weirman had 6, and Trevor Kapke added 3 for Tri-County's total of 53. Free throw shooting, the Trojans hit 14 out of 20 from the line. Scoring for the Johnson Rock Eagles, the unofficial scoring, Hayden Gravatt led the way with 16 points. Brody Kaler finished with 14 in the contest. Adding 8 was Grady Barron, 6 points for Deacon Burnett. 4 points tonight for Oliver Everett off the bench, and Robert Gravatt added 2 for their total of 51. Free throw shooting for Johnson Rock. They did a pretty good job. They made 11 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. Ended up with 51 points, just a couple of points short. Johnson Rock led by as much as 11 points at 32-21 early in the third quarter, only to have Tri-County come battling back and take the win 53-51. With the loss, Johnson Rock falls to 12-2 on the year, both losses to Tri-County. Tri-County Trojans improve their record to 11-4. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball coming your way next week. On Tuesday night, I will be in Pawnee City with the HTRS Titans. That game over on KTNC. John Nixon will be here on Sunday 101.3, the Sacred Heart Irish, taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. Those games, both girl-boy doubleheaders. Then coming up Friday night, I'll be in Johnson. Johnson Brock hosting Exeter Milligan Friend. I'll have that game Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. So we hope you'll join us for the broadcast coming up next week. Another fantastic Mudeckis tournament is in the books, the 97th annual, and I'm very proud to have been here for about 40 of those broadcasting and a few before that as a player. Always a great week in January when you come to Beatrice for the Mudeckis tournament. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball here from the City Auditorium. For MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Tri-County Trojans 53 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 51. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3.
KLZ.